The New Jersey brothers, Lyle and Eric Menendez, jailed 35 years ago for the brutal murders of their parents, will today begin the first steps in their bid for freedom. The two were just 21 and 18 when they killed Jose and Mary Louise Kitty Menendez in 1989. They say they murdered their parents in self-defense after years of abuse by their father. They become eligible for a parole hearing after a judge resentenced them to 50 years to life back in May. US correspondent Steve Futterman has been telling me more about today's parole hearings and why this story has never strayed far from the headlines.
Well, it was just a story that intrigued people. You know, these two very wealthy young men from a very wealthy family, they act like they're shocked when their parents are killed. They make this famous 911 call where they're screaming. And it turns out they're the ones who killed them. And then they came up with the self-defense. They came up with the sexual abuse defense. And it's always been, the people have gotten very, very involved in this case. People very strongly feel that they should be released. People feel very strongly they shouldn't be released. We know they killed them. It's not a whodunit. They did kill them. Question is, should they be released because they say they were sexually abused? And that's not really the issue that's going to be at the forefront of this hearing. The key question the parole board hears is, are they a threat to society if they're released? So the abuse issues may not come up that much in this hearing.
How did they get this shot for freedom? Because they were jailed for life in a situation where life meant life.
Yeah, it is complicated. Initially, they were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Last year, the former district attorney said he was going to request that they be resentenced. And in between his request and the resentencing, a new district attorney was elected who opposed the resentencing. But because it was already in the process, the resentencing hearing took place. And the question in the resentencing hearing wasn't whether they should be resentenced. It was whether they are a threat to the outside world. The judge concluded they weren't. He sort of had his hands tied behind his back. So he resentenced them to 50 years to life. And under California law, with the time they've served, with the good behavior, with the fact that they were minors when they were initially charged with the crimes under 21, they are eligible for parole today. Now, if they're not released on parole, they would probably have their next hearing in 2 years.
So what's the process today? What will happen?
They will appear. It's all going to be by video link. They are here in San Diego. I'm in San Diego where they are incarcerated at the correctional institution. The panel will be in their locations. The attorneys who will speak will be in their locations. Witnesses will be in their locations. Everyone's going to be connected by video link. This will not be televised. There will not be any audio feed. It's going to be very, very private. In fact, only one reporter, a pool reporter, is being able to watch and listen to the proceedings. It's not me. So we will get really limited access to what actually took place. We'll have to depend on our colleague, who's, by the way, a very good journalist. But still, we all wish we were in there able to look and hear what's going on. Today, it is Eric Menendez's parole hearing. Tomorrow, it's Lyle Menendez. At the end of each day, we expect the parole board to issue its decision, either recommending release or recommending that they stay in prison. And we should point out that even if the brothers are given the recommendation to be released, it's still up to the California governor, in this case, Gavin Newsom. He has the right to veto any decision like that. He has not indicated what he's going to do, but he said he would make a decision fairly quickly.
Are governors often swayed by public mood in situations like this? And if there is a decision to release, what would that mood be?
Oh, I do think they are, especially when one of the governors may be running for president one day. So, yes, I think he may deny it. But, yeah, I think all this does come up. He has already denied. There was another very high profile case. You may remember Sirhan, the assassin of Robert Kennedy back in Los Angeles, 1968. He was running for president, had a very good chance to be elected president. He was killed by Sirhan. A parole board recommended that he be released, and Newsom said no. He rejected that. So, and that's a much different case, much more, I would say, emotions connected with that case. It's hard to say how what the reaction would be. I think a lot of people feel that the brothers were abused, sexually abused by their father. They've served more than 30 years in prison. That's not that's not like 5 or 10 or even 15 years. That's a very lengthy sentence. So I'm not sure what the reaction would be. There are many people who feel that, oh, they've served that much time. They're not a threat to society. Let them go. They were sexually abused. That's the view on one side. Another side says, listen, they brutally killed their parents. They knew what they were doing. They could have asked for help, and they didn't let them stay in prison. So it's a bit divided, I think.
You were listening there to US correspondent Steve Futterman in San Diego. It's 13 minutes to 8.